You're listening to SBS News.
It's been debated for decades, and now the New South Wales government says the raising of the Warragamba Dam wall is no longer a question of if, but when. It's opted to fast-track its proposal, which the Premier, Dominic Perrottet, believes will help future-proof Western Sydney from major flood events.
If there was a major event, a major flooding event in the Hawkesbury Nepean, by raising the dam wall, we would reduce those properties that would be affected from 15,000 to 5,000. In respect of evacuations, currently we would have to evacuate around 90,000 people. That will be reduced to 14,000 people by making this decision today to raise the wall.
The proposal to raise the wall by 14 metres has now been declared critical state significant infrastructure. It's currently with the agency Water New South Wales and will then be assessed by the Environment Protection Authority and the federal government. But the final approval lies with the New South Wales Planning Minister, Anthony Roberts.
Water New South Wales is running through submissions. There's been some 2,000 submissions, so they're responding to those, as well as responding through preferred infrastructure reports as to how we manage heritage. So this is about looking at ways to ensure that this gets done as quickly as possible.
The government says it's about cutting red tape, but those against the controversial project argue it will strip their ability to challenge a decision in the courts. Traditional owners, like Kazane Brown, have labelled the move as devastating, stating sacred burial, ceremonial and art sites could be lost.
For an example, there's a site down there where there's a handprint, and we believe that the handprint is one of our creation creatures. So, virtually if that was a non-Indigenous site, I'm pretty sure someone would build a temple or a church around it and it would be protected. But, no one seems to care. Dominic Perrottet talks about the importance of reconciliation and acknowledging the trauma of Indigenous people. But at the same time, he's quite happy to destroy our culture and to contribute to that trauma.
The announcement comes as a weather system brings widespread rain and storms to southern and eastern parts of the country. The New South Wales State Emergency Services Commissioner is Carlene York.
The weather for tomorrow may ease a little bit, but there's another front following this one that's coming through today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So a very wet week, and a lot of those rivers are already in flood, saturated grounds, dams full, and doesn't take much to top it up and overflow it.
The Bureau of Meteorology says moderate to major flooding is likely across inland New South Wales, while the rain may mean flooding in some river catchments in southern Queensland and northern Tasmania. Tanya Dandrinos, SBS News.